Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our Sunday gathering at Holy Angels Parish. We're broadcasting live from beautiful Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Whether you're with us live or joining us on the archives, know that you are most welcome. Holy Angels Parish is part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada, an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Catholic Anglican tradition. Our service today is led by Archbishop Deborah Vaughan. You can follow along with our service at www.communitycatholicchurch.com at the online worship page. And now, let's prepare our hearts to receive inspiration, grace, and affirmation as we come into the presence of our loving Creator.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Bishop Deb, and I welcome you to this time of worship. It's been a while since I've been with you on the airwaves, and I do apologize. We actually have an Indiegogo campaign going right now. You'll see it on the website, and a link to it will be there, so that we can keep going on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we've got plans to offer you wonderful services and wonderful things at our sister website. You'll find more information about that there. But now, let us quiet our hearts, take a wonderful deep breath, and come before the presence of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Dear friends, God is with us. As we connect here today with open hearts, the presence of Christ surrounds and affirms us. We are one in this divine embrace of spirit. As we open our hearts for worship, let us take a moment and reflect on those things that we've said and done that we're proud of, and offer to God the things in our life that we've said and done that we wish to confess. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is the 20th Sunday after Pentecost, and here is the collect of the day. O God, your Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread. Open the eyes of our faith, that we may see him in this redeeming work, who is alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our readings today, you can find, if you want to follow along, on the website, holyangelscommunity.com, under the online worship services link. The first reading is from the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. You yourselves know, brothers and sisters, that our coming to you was not in vain, but though you'd already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi, as you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God, who tests our hearts. As you know, and as God is our witness, we never came with words of flattery or with a pretext for greed. nor did we praise from mortals, seek praise from mortals, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, like a nurse tenderly caring for her own children. So deeply do we care for you that we are determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but also our own selves, because you have become very dear to us. Here ends the first reading. The psalm appointed between the lections today is Psalm number 93, verses 1 to 5. And if you'd like to join me from where you are, please do so. The Lord is King. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He is girded with strength. He has established the world. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. More majestic than the thunders of mighty waters, more majestic than the waves of the sea, majestic on high is the Lord. Your decrees are very sure. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore. The Holy Gospel is written in the 22nd chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, beginning at the 34th verse. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked a question to test Jesus. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question: "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under my feet, your feet.' If David thus calls him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. This is the gospel of Christ. Continuing the service now with the homily. I do apologize. I am having some allergies this time of the year, so my voice is a little bit gravelly. I hope everyone can hear me clearly out there. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. I tell you, we are living in challenging times. It's like someone turned up the intensity of things to frighten us. This past week in Canada has just underscored how unpredictable our lives can be, how things can change in a blink. Acts of terror designed to shake us up. This week, two soldiers in different parts of the country were targeted by angry, malicious men, and they lost their lives. And Parliament Hill was the scene of an unprecedented attack. And for much of Wednesday, we watched the horrific event unfold, wondering if this was just the beginning of a wider attack on our nation. It was a terrible, stressful day in a terrible, stressful week. Such sadness and such questioning and people feeling very afraid and very fearful. There are crazy things happening on the world stage all over. You just have to look at the headlines or listen to the news. On the world stage, yes, but even it seems to me that there are so many people around us facing difficult challenges. And this feels so present, so with us. It's astounding to me how many messages and Facebook notes I'm receiving asking for prayer. There's so many pressing issues causing worry and concern. So many people we know are facing health challenges, employment issues, financial lack, relationship problems. The list goes on. And I know that you are thinking about people whom you know as I'm saying these things, people that you know who live with the pressure and the burden of fear and worries. And I know that every one of us listening, we're contending with things that are challenging. We get through each day and do the best we can, but those nagging worries, the things that wake us up in the night, the things that we just can't seem to get out of our minds, they don't seem to want to go away. I know that my Facebook friends come to me for answers and advice. I get phone calls, and I've been doing ministry for a long time. And so I guess people figure that since I wear the collar, I must have some insights on how to make it all better. And I guess I do. Although it isn't always the answer that people want to hear, my answer, everyone who comes to me, is to pray, to let go and let God, to read inspirational writings by people, to lift minds, their minds, to positive and wonderful blessings. We've got to change our thinking. When we're afraid, we have to change our thinking. And the best way to do that is to give it over in prayer. Now, some people don't get it. They think that praying is some kind of cop-out. They'd rather handle it themselves. We like to be in control of our lives, don't we? Or I hear the protest. I have prayed, they say. I am sick of praying. Nothing seems to happen. Nothing seems to work. And I know we all get there. We all feel that at one time or another. It's like our prayers are going into the great vacuum. And some people feel like God is punishing them, or they might not be worthy of an answer to their prayer. They feel nothing has happened, nothing will happen. It's just a waste of time. And they ask me to pray for them because they don't have the confidence in what they are praying themselves. They think I've got this special line to God. And I tell everybody, I'm in sales, not management. But I know that prayer is effective. I've come to understand that prayer is one of the most powerful and effective tools that we have. It connects us to the unlimited, loving, creative force of the universe, our Creator. And that force is outside of us, but the Holy Spirit is also within us. And when we take time to get quiet and to invite God to hallow our time and join us in our petitions, amazing things will happen. Perhaps we've lost the understanding of the power of prayer. We live in such a technological world, and we're busy people. We tend to be focused on the externals, what we can see. Many think prayer in a way that's almost magical. It's kind of superstitious stuff. Oh, we miss so much. Because prayer is the vehicle that delivers us to the other side of our fear and our worry. And it is love, divine love, and our trust in God that's the fuel to get us there. It's as though we've forgotten about the spiritual side of our lives. A glance at the news shows us a picture of factions raging against each other, countries against countries, political parties against political parties, religions against religions, people against people, greed, power, violence, disease, poverty, refugee camps, vicious militants. It's no wonder that we're all feeling a little bit shell-shocked. And what struck me over the past few months is the loss of respect for people, for our dignity, for our needs, for our rights, our basic human rights. Loss of respect there. I want to remind us this morning that we're all connected. At the root of it all, we are brothers and sisters on this planet. We're all created by the same force, the same source. And we feel, whether we know it or not, we feel the weight of the injustices taking place. We hear the cries of millions of people who live in fear of bombings, of Ebola, of AIDS, disease, famine, lack of water, lack of shelter. It can be terribly overwhelming, and it can leave us feeling helpless. Some of us feel so deeply. Others, we've learned to compartmentalize. But we all feel it on some level. It all affects us on some level. But we are not hopeless, because as Christians, we believe in a God who, through the life, teachings, and death of Jesus, forever shattered the chains of death. In Jesus, we've come to know unlimited love, compassion, forgiveness. Through faith in him, we know that nothing, no thing, can separate us from that love. No thing. So, as we come to God in prayer, as we open our hearts in faith, as we connect to that unlimited, unending source of love, we are, in fact, joined to that love. We become a part of it. In essence, as we offer ourselves in prayer, we become more than what we are. And we're never alone. Divine love, the Holy Spirit, however you name it, dwells within us. When we are fearful and worried, we often forget this, don't we? We feel alone. And it's the fear that separates us from love. It's our worry that disconnects us. We lose the light. We feel overwhelmed. And now, as the world around us seems to be shaking and dark forces are looming, it's time for all of us, each one of us, regardless of where we are on the religious continuum. It doesn't matter how deeply we believe, you know, or how strong our faith is, or what faith we follow, or what religious tradition or spiritual tradition we follow. This is a truth across the board. We are all connected to the One, to the divine source of light, and we are powerful beings. It's time to recapture that power of prayer, acting in this world as ambassadors of love, reminding people that all things are possible with God. And more, we can stand with confidence, praying blessings for ourselves, for one another, and for peace for our planet, because it is law. Did you hear the gospel this morning? Jesus tells the people questioning him, and he's telling us too, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind. And then he adds, a second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets, he says. So when we focus on God's love with all our heart, our soul, and mind, then we experience the power of love in all of its fullness. It becomes available to us. And when we can love ourselves and every other person as God loves us, that is when miracles happen. As we encounter the fears, the concerns, the challenges, the hard things we must often face, may God grant us the wisdom to remember the power that's available to us right here and right now. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God, through whom all things are possible. May it be so in our lives. Amen. And now let us put on our prayer warriors' outfits and come before God in a time of prayer and intercession. You'll find the response, or the prayers and the response on the website there. The response is, Lord, have mercy. In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord for a day of fulfillment and peace. Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord to teach us to love others as God has loved us. Lord, have mercy. And we pray for the peacemakers, for those who work to make this a safer, more compassionate, more loving world. We pray for those who extend themselves to each other, the doctors, the medical assistants, the caring agencies that go to places in the world where need is so great. Let us ask the Lord for peace and justice in the world. Lord, have mercy. We pray for those in our lives who need to know God's healing touch, especially those who are commended to our prayers today. Pray for Jean, for Sam, for Sherry, for Phyllis, for Pat, and for those we now name in the quiet of our hearts. We remember those who are alone, those who are hopeless, those who are afraid, in any need or distress, those who are feeling anxious. We remember especially the families and the friends dealing with the loss of Corporal Nathan Cirillo and Warrant Officer Patrice Vincent, all who fight the good fight, those first responders who are there, for the ambulance drivers, the paramedics, for the group of people that came to the assistance of Corporal Cirillo that morning, for all who run into the line of danger. Let us ask the Lord to strengthen and relieve all who are in need. Lord, have mercy. Let us ask the Lord to renew the church through the power of God's life-giving Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Loving God, open our ears to hear your word and draw us closer to you, that the whole world may be one with you, as you are one with us in Jesus Christ our Lord. For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has commanded and taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are in communion with each other and all with the Creator. We are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted. Songs of praise are being offered. Bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God. And we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Together we say, we are all one, all fashioned by the love of God, all gifted by God's grace, all embraced together by God's love. Today, as we connect with that constant, unbounded presence, may our lives be filled with joy, and may the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. May we be the hands of Christ assisting each other. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brothers and sisters, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Creator and Sanctifier, be with us this day and forevermore. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us this day. We are so happy to be back on the airwaves. And if you enjoyed this service or any other of the programs on our archive, please consider offering a donation to our Indiegogo campaign, or just you'll see a donation button just if you want to pass along a little donation to the Community Catholic Church. We would really appreciate it. Our campaign is very simple, but it's, I think, profound. I've been being nudged by the Spirit for a while on this. We want to create a space on the web where people can visit and find helpful, uplifting resources that are free of charge, that they can take time out of their day and watch a video, watch a prayer, have a meditation, look at inspiring graphics. We've been making videos, and we've got so many scripts that are waiting. My beloved MacBook is no longer repairable. It's limping, and it's on its way out. So we're raising money to replace it with a newer model, you know, something used like this one was, and to upgrade other equipment so that we can produce helpful resources for people to give them a break in their day. I hope that you can help. You'll see a link on the show page. If you're following along on the website, you'll see a link right at the side of the page there to the right. Please visit the campaign. Take a look and see how it strikes you. And if you're able to make a small donation, we would really greatly appreciate that. Thank you. And I thank you for joining us today. You can follow along. There's a follow button there. You can follow this network, Spirit of Love Network, which is our website that we're doing the Indiegogo campaign for. That way, any time that something's coming up, you'll be notified, and you'll know when new programs are scheduled. Join us this time next week. I'll be back next Sunday at 10:30 for our Sunday gathering, and hopefully through the week we'll be putting up some new programs again now that we're back. So I wish you blessings on your week, and again, thanks for joining us. God bless you all. Thanks for joining us today for this time of worship. We know that you have been blessed through this broadcast, and we have been blessed by your presence with us. If you'd like to find out more about the Community Catholic Church of Canada, please visit our website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. If you feel moved to offer a donation to support these broadcasts, you'll find a donation button on the website, or you can send a check to the address found on the donation page. Join Bishop Deb every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. for a 15-minute boost to your day on Connection Point. Until next time, may God richly bless you.